Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is That Story Show. Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber.
Welcome to the show where we share your hilarious real life stories and talk crap. So,
what kind of crap?
Lots of crap. Crap that's been going on in our week. Crap that you guys have written in. And
just, crap that I stepped in.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't. I might have.
My dog has this habit. Okay, so we have two dogs, a dog I don't like and a dog I hate. And the dog I hate, you have to take her out and you have to watch her. Because if she can, what she will do every single time is poop on the back porch.
Oh.
Or on the concrete walk.
Why?
Because she's evil.
She's evil.
She is evil. Yeah.
I was going to say she's a jerk.
No, every dog, they say that they're good boys, right? You know, dogs are just good at heart. She is not good at heart. She is bad at heart. And like, she constantly is looking for things to get in trouble to do. And one of them, if it's cold out and she can't be bothered, she'll just poop in the house instead of.
Oh.
And then, like I said, even if you do let her out, she'll poop on the porch. And if you don't chase her down and get her off the sidewalk, she'll poop on the sidewalk. And so,
man,
it is the most irritating thing. And, this that dog is the dog I don't like is very good about not doing anything bad, but she is younger than him. So there is a future where he has passed away and she's still around.
Sorry.
It's not something I'm looking forward to. To have a good dog and a bad dog, you at least have a balance, right?
Yeah.
But it's like,
but then you should be all bad.
It's like if Darth Vader threw Luke into the bottomless void instead of the Emperor. Like, yeah. You'd have an imbalance in the Force, right?
You would. Yep. It'd be all bad.
Yeah. And that's what I've got to look forward to, is an all bad thing. Let me just tell you some of the bad things this dog does, because maybe you at home have a bad dog. I don't know. But the other day, my wife goes into my son's room and the dog is up on my son's desk, just up there.
On the desk?
On the desk.
How does that even happen?
I don't quite know. Apparently, it can jump up onto the bed and then jump across a gap to get onto the desk, and she's looking for food. Now, she can't get down from the desk, so we don't even know how long she was up there.
Stupid dog.
And then the other day, I was just upstairs, and I was like, I have to use the bathroom. I'm going to use the kid's bathroom. And I go in there and she's rooting in the trash.
Huh.
So, yeah, I randomly
looking
yell at
for
her.
Food.
Yeah. Just trying to get in trouble. Like, there's a hole under the fence that my daughter's dog dug. And
daughter's dog dug.
Yeah. The daughter dog dug. And she has learned now that she can get in it and go to the neighbor's house and we'll do it. Every time it's possible. So I always walk her out and I keep track of her, because even the other day I was on my phone and she's looking at me and she's working her way around the corner to go over that freaking hole. And I'm like, don't you do it. And she's like, what? I don't even do anything.
I don't know what the hole is.
Yeah. So no, don't get me started.
No.
About the kind of crap we talk about. We talk about my crappy dog. You want to talk about an LBB versus an Iceman? My, the dog I don't like is an Iceman. where okay. he does dumb stuff, but he does it on accident, right?
Gotcha.
LBBs do bad stuff on purpose, and that is her.
Okay.
She is an LBB to the extreme.
I think my cat's an Iceman.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you know what? Here, James, I'm afraid something's going to happen, right? I'm afraid I'm going to get to heaven, and God's going to base my entrance into heaven on how well I treated my cat.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm afraid my cat's going to come up and start talking to me and be like, oh, remember that time that you called me stupid? Yeah. Enjoy your glory, big guy. I'm afraid of that. Well, I mean, I'm not mean to my cat, but I'm not nice.
If that is the way we get judged, I'm going to burn. Because I never abuse my animals, but no. I don't like them. And I call them names all the time. Yeah. I don't understand people that love animals as much as they do. I mean, I'm glad for your animal, but yeah. I don't have that kind of attachment to animals. And maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe it's glorious and wonderful and your heart is just full of love. But my dogs are supposed to add years to your life. Mine, I tell you this, are taking years away. They stress me out, especially the one I hate.
Yeah, because it's an LBB.
She is. She actively, I don't know. You know the movie Problem Child?
Yes.
Okay. Was a bad kid, right? Doing bad things on purpose. And then there's Dennis the Menace, right? Does every bit of bad stuff that Problem Child did, except it's on what? Accident, right?
Accident. Yeah. He didn't mean to put Mr. Wilson's dentures in glue.
Right. He didn't mean to. It makes all the difference, right? You're going to punish one kid. The other kid, you're going to try to redirect and help him think about it. But yeah, I have a dog that is an Iceman dog, and I have a LBB dog. So
I'm glad that it can flesh out like that.
I'm just venting. I don't go to therapy anymore. I can't afford it. So you guys get to hear about it on the show.
Tell me how that dog really makes you feel, James. Oh,
dude, John, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know the thoughts that go through my head about how she could just go missing one day and no one would know that I took her somewhere.
You took her to the farm?
Yeah, so she could run free, be a free-range chicken. Yep. Yeah.
Chase mice and all that stuff that free-range farm dogs do.
I do take care of my dogs. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I don't ever want them to suffer. I take care of them. They get water and food. I'm not mean to them, but I have no place in my heart for them at the same time.
They're kind of like a chore.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like cleaning the bathroom.
It's a regret. Yeah. Like both of them are regrets. I got them for my kids. My kids are leaving and we're stuck with their animals. And it's not good. It's like a single mom. Yeah. They have a child that looks just like the biggest mistake they ever made. Their ex-husband or boyfriend. So,
okay. I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
So, yeah. I don't know. I always imagine my mom looked at me and was like, dadgum you.
Dadgum. Well, she's got to see herself in you too. So
yeah, but let that she also solace. Had to see a possible future where she didn't have me with this detestable man. So I don't know. I haven't heard good things about
never.
him. Oh, so you don't have to feel bad, John. He's dead.
I don't know how I feel. I feel like I need to give you a hug.
It's all right. I've missed out on all the hugs I'll ever need.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang it. Well, at least you got the whoopings.
Yeah, my mom hit like a man.
Oh, man.
She did.
All right. I got to tell you something. This happened. And I'm just going to lay this out. So I was in the lobby at work the other day, and this big box came in for me. It was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I can either carry this back to my office like a man or go get a cart and carry it like a smarter man.
Yeah.
And the receptionist said, oh, you saved yourself there.
Yeah, you did.
And she's right. I meant to say that the whole time, though. That's the thing. Because she said, I thought you were going to say woman. I was like, no way.
No.
Most of the women I know could beat me up.
It is funny when you're a kid, how the battle of the sexes was like a big part of the conversations that you would have with girls.
Yeah.
I mean, both sides were equally as guilty of thinking they were superior to the other.
Right. And both sides had something the other side couldn't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do better, you know?
And what is it? Girl, boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Yeah, girls, that's what I've been told.
Go to college to get more knowledge. And boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. I remember that one.
And girls rule and boys drool.
Yeah.
That's at least the only ones I've ever heard.
Yeah, but I
don't have a lot going for us.
I can hit you with a rock. So
I can pee standing up. Ha!
I never flexed that way, but never thought about that. But I don't remember what our arguments were about. But I remember having quite a few arguments about who was better, boys or girls.
Oh man, and we should revisit that. That should be a topic one day.
I was definitely on the boys' side of things, but I've come full circle, and I believe women are definitely better than dudes. Like my lady, especially. Like I have this view of the way things should be, right? And I'm going to represent that by putting my hand up. So here's my hand. This is my view of the world, right? And here's Jen's view of the world. Now, I'm right about my view, according to me, right?
Uh-huh.
She has a different view on things. And those things don't mesh together any more than my two hands could mesh together. They're totally different. So she's right, I'm right. Mm-hmm. And I can fight for what is right, or what I think is right, and lose, and be in trouble. Or I can just say, you know what? I'm wrong, and remove my view from the picture, I still lose, right? But I'm not in trouble because Jen,
okay,
her way is the only way on the table now. So am
Pick
I whooped?
Your battles, right?
Am I whooped? Probably.
Yes.
But have I learned a lesson I should have learned years and years and years and years ago? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because
you'd rather be happy than right.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not a darn thing.
Yep.
Because if she's wrong, let her be wrong. It's fine. She'll figure it out. She's smart. Yeah. You married a smart person. She'll come around. You don't have to, you know, but man, us guys, we get so, you know, like, you think I'm stupid? You think I'm stupid? Yeah. I'm right. You know, and it's like, no, you win the argument, but you lost the war. It's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in my point of view is we are both necessary and both amazing, and we have different points of view. You see, the hand reference, two different opinions, but they come together.
Oh, that's good that it works that way for you. Yeah. In my house, our views are diametrically opposed. The only time... And I based a whole podcast on me and Jen's differences, if you recall, Geek Loves Nerd. Yeah. We realize the only time our Venn diagram overlaps at all is when we're both watching a show or a movie. Like that's the only thing we have in common is we both like to watch a little Stranger Things or The Martian or something like that. And we'll sit and watch that and just be content having a piece of pizza. Chilling together. Other than that, we're totally different people. Totally different. And she has bad taste in guys.
and you got good taste in girls.
That's right. That's right. We always start with an opening story. This is from Jimmy in Texas. In 1996, when I was 19 years old and a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I'm glad I'm not a part of that church. You know why? Because they have the longest church name in the history of all churches. I bet that URL is still available. I bet you could go right now and register the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.com because who could afford that? It's too long. Who could put that on a business card? I'm going to look it up.
Is that why they go by LDS?
Yeah, probably. Let me actually check that domain real quick.
I think out west they just call it the church.
The church. Well, this guy took half a sentence. Let me put a .com at the end of it. Dude, they own it.
They own it.
Yeah.
You can type out the entire name.
The entire name.
Find your way.
And it forwards to churchofjesuschrist.org. So they're not.
Wow.
They're smart. They got so who's the churchofjesuschrist.com? Oh, somebody got it and they're not letting it loose.
Selling it.
They're probably holding on to it.
Holding on. Hoping that that's going to be their payday.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So again, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. .com on a 2-year missions trip to Argentina.
Hmm.
I had been I'd been in the country for 3 months and my Spanish was still pretty bad. My mission companion was a native Argentinian and he spoke no English. So communicating was rough. My broken Spanish and nonverbal cues was our only option. So on our first day as companions, when it was lunchtime, we went to a little corner grocery store together where we bought some hot dogs and I bought some crackers and cookies. And I thought his lunch was an interesting choice since hot dogs were not common for the Argentine people. Hmm. But we went back to our apartment and he proceeded to cook one of the hot dogs. And then to my surprise, he offered it to me. And I politely declined because I don't like hot dogs, not at all. my companion sheepishly admitted that he didn't like hot dogs either.
That was nice of the companion.
In what Spanish words I could figure out, I determined that he was under the impression that all Americans liked hot dogs. I unfortunately shattered his stereotype, and we both got a good laugh as we sat there with a big package of hot dogs that neither one of us wanted to eat.
What's hot dog in Spanish?
I have no idea. I don't ever want to guess Spanish words because I did that one time. And we were on a bus or on a van and it was full of kids, right? Hispanic kids. And I was trying to say your mom in Spanish. And if you directly translate that, those two words, your mom, into two words of Spanish, it is one of the worst things you could ever say to someone that speaks Spanish.
Oh.
So I said it out loud. And the girl, one of the kids, all of them sucked all the air out of the truck. And this one girl's like, "Oh, you do not love God."
What?
And the lady, "You do not love God." "You do not love God." And the lady that's with me is like, "No, no, sweetheart. He didn't know. He didn't know. He was trying to fit in. He was just trying." So
he's trying to say words that he doesn't know.
But yeah, apparently it's really bad. And I said it in front of 15 native Spanish speaking kids. So yeah, I'm the worst. There's a reason I'm not doing full-time ministry anymore.
You didn't know. It was lost in translation.
Yeah, it wasn't lost on them. Boy, there was no oxygen in there. We had some negative compression going on. The windows almost busted inwards. I was like, what did I do? I just said your mom. They should have seen it coming. They should have been like, no, James, we know what you're going to do. And to us, that is the worst thing you could say to us, possibly. So, yeah. Anyway, I can't even say it because it's that offensive. And we probably have Spanish speaking listeners. So
we do. I'm sure of it. And they've already said it out loud. They know exactly what hot dog is in Spanish.
That too.
I'm thinking it's perro caliente. Is that right? I'm going to say this right. Somebody write
Well, yeah, Caliente would definitely be at the end, right?
Hot. Caliente is hot, right?
Yeah. So,
or is it Frio? No, that's cold.
That's okay. Cold. Yeah. I'm terrible with Spanish. I've been to Mexico several times and I know just enough to get to a tienda and get some agua fresca and some Fanta Piña.
Fanta Piña.
And that's
Jamie in the chat room says it's Perro Fuego.
Dude, don't say stuff from the channel or from the chat. We don't know what that is.
Well, Fuego is fire.
Okay.
He confirms that Perro is dog. Perro. It's two R's. My Spanish teacher in high school called me a gringo.
Well, I was watching a TV show one time. I mean, it was a children's Spanish speaking television show. And they were saying the equivalent of, I interpreted it to, what color is my dog? Okay, what color is my dog? What mm-hmm. color is my dog? And, but the thing is, there were no dogs in this montage of children singing this song. Hmm. And they were pointing to their heads. And I'm like, this makes no sense to me. So I just kind of sat on it because we didn't have Google back then.
Right.
So it was my wife's, my girlfriend, future wife's prom. And we went in a group and one of the guys was an exchange student from Spain.
Hey.
And I'm like, dude, I've been wondering for years about this stupid show I saw where these kids were talking about their dogs and they're pointing to their heads. And he knew immediately. He knew immediately. I'm like, it's Perro, right? That's dog. He's like, no, they were pointing to their hair. It's pelo.
Pelo.
Pelo. What color is my hair? I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. And I should have picked that up from context cues, but no. I only knew Perro. And I thought they were saying, what color is my pelo? And no, they were saying, what color is my hair?
And color is my hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes sense now because there were blonde kids and black headed kids and brown headed kids. Yeah.
Red headed kids?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Discrimination.
It's bad. Redhead kids are bad.
No, they're not.
I know. They're my favorite. I wish I had been able to have a redheaded child. That's the
Me
only.
Me too.
Yeah. There's Me nothing. Too. There's nothing cuter in the world than a redheaded kid with just like somebody took red paint and just splattered freckles all over their face. Just mm-hmm. I wanted a Pippi Longstocking as a child.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean Wait. That. I didn't want the toy as a child. I wanted a Pippi Longstocking child.
Yes. When you were grown.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we have an announcement. We're going to have Joshua, at least Joshua. I don't know. We might have more from the band Gale Bird next week.
Really? Nice.
So you have a week to check out Gale Bird's music. You can find it on the YouTubes and all the music sites. I don't know what they all are. What are they? Well, give me one.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. So you can find them on
SoundCloud.
Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever. Gale Bird, GaleBird. They're country music. They're storytellers. They sound good. I get a ton of requests constantly, but I only respond to people that I think would be a good fit for the show. And they are storytellers. They seem like good folks. And their music, I don't know. I'm not a country fan, but if you are, I would highly suggest. I mean, their music seems earnest and it's well made. How about that?
I appreciate country music.
Yeah.
It's not like the first thing in my playlist, but I do appreciate it. So,
yeah, I know, you know, good music when I hear it, and their music is good. So if you like country, go check out Gale Bird.
Yeah.
And we'll have them on the show next week.
Awesome. I got an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran across this amazing YouTube channel the other day. It's this guy, and he reviews like day-old games. And I mean, it's amazing. He's hilarious.
Is it?
It's fun. He'll play the game. He'll like even go through the whole process of finding the game, so you kind of watch the whole process.
Yeah.
I think he's getting them from Steam. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
yeah, you
if we're talking about the same guy, good-looking guy?
Yeah, yeah. Real nice handsome. Beard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amazing work on the video work too, by the way.
you make me blush, John. But thank you. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel and I've got 3 videos out and I am at 96 subscribers. So yeah. I'm trying to get to 100 before the next video. So,
all right then. I've got a couple more accounts that I could use my that story show.
You don't
have
to cheat. You don't have to cheat.
It's not cheating.
Kind of is, but
they're legit accounts.
Since you brought it up, if you're a gamer, I demand you go check out my channel. It's called Day Old Games. If you're a lover of if you love me, I would beg you to go and check it out because you might not like games, but maybe you would like hanging out with me playing games and stuff like that. So
you do talking and stuff like that. You could totally just be a listener to the to the show.
So I don't know. Go check it out, like it and subscribe it, and that would be great.
Ring the bell.
Let's rewind the week. All right. I've got 2 and I'm going to share them both. I could spread them out over the course of 2 weeks, but I'm going to spoil them both today because everybody knows that James has a love-hate relationship with church signs. They call them sentence sermons, right?
Right on, my brother.
So me and my friend, best friend David, when we find new ones, we text them to each other because they're just they're always puns or they're inside jokes that non-Christian people wouldn't get, you know?
Right. Are there plays on words?
Yeah. You know, and they're most of all some of the lowest form of humor. Not bad. Just not. I enjoy making fun of them because many of them show how out of touch we are as a church with our communities.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yep. So there is a real reason. And here's an example. I read it. It says, fall into God's grace. He never leaves, you know? And I'm like, okay, great. God's grace. That's good. And then two things hit me at the same time. This was just this past weekend. Fall into God's grace. He never leaves. And I was like, groan.
Because it's a season.
It's so bad. And then I realized that's for the fall. You haven't changed it. You have to put up something so corny and then you're too lazy to switch it out for the winter.
It's not winter yet.
How out of touch are you? It is.
You got a week.
It's 12 degrees right now.
I know, but it's technically not winter until December.
I don't care. Whatever, John. You're defending this kind of bullcrap.
I like the truth.
Oh.
I stand for it.
Yeah, that's your version of it. You live in your reality. I live in the reality where that's the worst joke ever.
Well, it is a bad joke.
It
is. I mean, it's
accurate. Not even a joke. It's. But can't you just say that though? Can it not be a joke? Can't you just say God's grace is great and it's the best thing for you in the world and just find a clever way of saying it without it being a mockery of some sort of wannabe joke? I don't understand why we can't speak the truth in love, why we have to be so dang cheesy about it. That's my problem. I'm in a foul mood tonight for some reason.
I think there's a special part of heaven where they have, like, that's where all of them go.
Where it's just, it's Christian cheese. That's what I have a problem
with.
It's
the church sign part of heaven.
Yeah, where they thought those were great.
And God's got a big one billboard over there that he changes on the daily or whatever.
And it just keeps them comfortable.
And they're like, oh, that's a good one.
It's the same with bumper stickers, okay? You know, you know, my boss is a Jewish carpenter. It's like, okay, why can't you just say, I love Jesus, you should too, or something? I don't know. Why has it got to be clever?
An inside joke.
And then there was the battle in the late 80s, early 90s, the Christian fish. And then somebody came out with the evolution fish.
The Darwin fish.
And then
fish,
the truth fish eats
The Darwin fish.
Weren't we told that we weren't supposed to make engraven images, but yet we make images that we feel like if they're defiled, then it's blasphemy. So in our own way, didn't we create something that could be blasphemized, which was the point of the entire command?
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we love having that cross and that Bible and those imagery, the dove and our Christian fishes and stuff. But if somebody defiles them, I had a young Christian girl, and she was helping me out in children's ministry. I say young Christian girl, she was 21, and she was raised homeschooled, very sheltered. And she saw my wallpaper on my desktop, and it was a parody of The Last Supper, and it was Star Wars. And okay, she looked at that and she said, "That is blasphemy." And I'm like, "How?
Yeah.
How?
How?
How is that blasphemy? Hey, it's Jesus." I said, "Do you know who painted this? He wasn't a Christian. He was paid to do it. He painted it in a chapel. Do you think when they took the picture, Jesus said, "All right, everybody, get on this side of the table so everybody can be in the photo"? I was like, "There, it's a parody of a painting of a concept. It's not a parody of the concept. It's a parody of a painting." And years later, she came back to me and she's like, "You know what? You were right." It's totally right.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but if we can make things that could be mocked, like the WWJD bracelets, what the freak was that about? It was, you know, this idea that I can get behind, but why'd we make the bracelets? Because people did parodies of those bracelets and made us look like idiots. So
we want jelly donuts.
Yeah. You know, it's still a thing, but whatever. Hate on me in the comments if you want. But I kind of take things seriously. Some things should be taken seriously. Let's see. Okay. Here's the one that I really wanted to share.
This is the one.
Yeah.
Hair piles in the house.
She said her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
He doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
So we've all been kicked in the junk, right? You know,
yes.
All of us as men have. It's a thing.
It's rite of passage.
It is. Yeah, it's true. Then there are times where you just get hurt. Like you drop something in your lap or you cross your legs weird, you know.
yes.
You know. And you're just like, ow. It's such a solemn thing that men who fight each other, like we'll go to war and stab each other with swords before we will kick each other in the nards, right?
That's a good point.
Like it's an understood thing. We don't go into battle and just see who could kick each other in the nards first. Like we would rather kill
would
each
end
other.
The fight so fast.
Yes. Yes.
You win. You win.
Yeah. I mean, you would completely demolish the guy that got, you know, the first hit. The other guy would just be dead on his feet, you know, but we don't do that. We shoot at each other and fight each other with poles and sticks and spears and stuff. So It's so pew-pews. It's so precious, the concept of keeping that area. Well, anyway, I just say the worst thing, and I kind of led on earlier, the worst thing than getting kicked in the nards is when you do it to yourself.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I crossed my legs, and I got a little carried away when I was putting my shoe on, and I didn't kick myself. Here's what happens. I didn't even realize this, I guess. I didn't know. I learned something new about my body. Okay, so there's the nards. And then apparently there are, I just want to say strings, like guitar strings. There's a string that connects the nard to the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know those were sensitive as the nards. But they are, because I plucked one. My foot somehow got up in there. My heel with my shoe on. How's that
even possible?
Plucked that string like a guitar, like a harp. And you know how there's different strings. There's an A string, a B string, D, C, E, F, G. I skipped all those. I went straight to the N string, the nard string. Nard string. And it hurt so bad. And a little tear came to my eye. And I'm like, I didn't even know this was possible.
What?
I just didn't know pain could originate from that source. Oh. And I did it to myself.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's like a public service announcement.
Yeah, don't pluck that string, guys, because that thing hurts, and that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like somebody took the string on a guitar, because I'm a guitarist. The big string, there's two E strings, the little one and the big one, and somebody just took that thing, pulled it as hard as they can, and let it go. And I'm like, but it was no chord that you've ever heard of. It was beyond G.
It was the unholy chord.
Yeah, it was the N string. The N chord. It hurt so bad, John. Like
for how long?
For a good while, but it was only on one. It was only on one side.
Oh.
Which I don't know that I've ever experienced that either.
How is that? I don't want to experience that.
It was so weird. I felt like I was in middle school again, learning about myself. So it's a little, a little embarrassing, I guess, but
I'm sorry that happened. I do appreciate the heads up on that though. Cause I don't know that I know that.
Yeah. Don't pluck that string, guys.
No, that's, God bless you. Mm-mm. God bless you. Mm-mm. May there be healing and grace may abound.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. My church I used to go to believed in laying on of hands, but there's certain diseases that nobody could pray for.
Right. Certain things that you don't lay hands on.
Yeah. So if you needed prayer for that, you know, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You got breast cancer? Too darn bad.
We will pray for you.
You got proctology problems? Too darn bad. You got to make that an unspoken.
Yeah, that's why we have unspokens. God knows.
I will tell you this. Every time I've ever in my life heard somebody say I have an unspoken request, I'm like, you're doing something dirty.
Yeah.
These little old ladies, you know, that just look like they wipe their butts with doilies and stuff. They're just like, I have an unspoken. I'm like, are
selling drugs
or something bad. You're
speaking of little old ladies. Let me tell you what happened to me today.
Okay.
I had to take care of my wife's school. They meet in a church, a big church, an old church. And, it's got many rooms and it's big and I'm 100% sure that it's haunted.
Oh, okay. Nice.
100% sure. And I won't get into the politics of why or the reasons why I believe that. But anyways, Amy forgot something. And the church where their school meets at, they don't like it when the school leaves things out. They don't even want to know that there's an actual school that meets there. They're not even affiliated with each other, but you know, I guess maybe that's why. Ah. So I volunteered. I was like, all right, I'll take care of it before, you know, they get there for church. So I'll move the stuff, whatever it is. And so I had to go in there. It's dark. The demons are all hanging around.
That's what my mama taught me.
Yep. They watched me walk in. They watched me pull up. And I know they're there and I just ignore them. And I go in and I'm like, where I have to go is like the basement of the church too. Okay. So like, there's no natural light coming through. And, I get the stuff and I move it to a classroom where the church people won't see it. And I realize there's a couple tables that were left out. So I'm putting those away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just kind of banging around and stuff. And I've got my back to the door and I put the table down. I put it away and I turn around and there is this little demon old lady there. And she's just staring at me and smiling. And my soul left my body.
She scared the crap out of you?
She scared the crap out. I almost told her that she owed me a pair of underwear because I'd heard her not. I didn't hear a thing. She crept up upon me and she had this big smile on her face.
She knew what she was doing.
I know she did. I think she was hoping that I would scream. If I would have screamed, though, I'm afraid that she might not have made it either because I might have scared her in return and then... Both of our ghosts would have left our body. But yeah, a little old lady scared me at church this morning. And I didn't cuss or anything. I mean, I might have been that one moment could have been one where I could have gotten away with it, I guess. Yeah. But
yeah, I'm not a cusser.
Me either.
I mean,
me either, if I'm just being honest.
I'm not saying I never want to. Because there's definitely times I think where you should, you know what I'm saying? Like
a colorful metaphor,
but I don't. And, but I will tell you the only times that I do want to is when that little dog I hate does something that I hate. Yeah. I want to cuss her out. So,
yeah. Well, see, she wouldn't know what you're saying to her.
When I was a pastor, we had a rule. We had an unofficial rule at Sheffield in Kansas City, Kansas City Joyful Church. Inner city, just hardcore. But we were bad. We're bad people, I guess, because we had a rule that you could cuss out one person a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like keep a checklist or like, okay, I cussed this person out last year. Who's next?
And you get one bird finger a year.
Oh.
Yeah. I liked that one a lot more. I needed more of those, actually. No, it was a joke, obviously. But
obviously.
But it filled us with glee because there were times where we were like, hey, did you use your cuss word? It's like, no, but I wanted to.
And so I wanted to.
It would take the edge off, you know?
Show how holy you are.
Because like one time we were selling t-shirts that said Sheffield Family Life Center on it. And this lady, she talked like Audrey Hepburn, but not young, attractive Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. Hello.
And that's the way she talked. But and I'm not making fun of the way she talked. I'm making fun of her because she was an LBB. And so she comes up here and she's like, is this the only color that you have? And I'm like,
is this the only color you have, young man?
This is it. Yes. Why isn't there any scripture on it? Because we didn't print any on it. It's a church t-shirt. It has this on the front. It has nothing on the back. We have large, medium, small, and XL.
But you know, rude young man, I don't think I like you.
Just and she snuck in to a workers only banquet one time.
Oh, did she scare you?
And everybody just decided, you know what, just give her food. And so I did. And you know what she says? She doesn't say thank you. It's the same lady. She's like, is this all I get? And I'm like, yes, yes, it is.
She complained.
Yes.
She wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes. An LBB. Absolutely. And did I want to use my one bird finger there? Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah. No. Is there any? Can I have some more? Yes, you can. Here's one for you.
Why? I don't understand what that sign language means.
So,
are you telling me I'm number one?
My mom didn't tell me what the bird finger meant.
Oh.
And so
I didn't know what it meant either.
She told me it meant that you wanted somebody to go to Hades. That's what she told me. And
it
I was like,
doesn't mean that?
That's the worst thing you could ever wish on somebody.
Yeah,
it's the burn in eternal hellfire. So I was like, I'll never do that. And then when I learned what it actually means, I'm like, that's not as bad as what my mom taught me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyway. Ooh. Oh.
Moms.
Moms are great.
Yeah.
Except for mine. All right. Let's see. Featured stories. Let's do them. Finn from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, James the Giant. Finn from Nevada. You just said that. All right. I'm a middle schooler. And as you should know, middle schoolers like to show off.
Yes.
I was really into biking when this story occurred.
Oh, yes. This is going to be great. I can tell already.
We haven't had a good bike crash story in a
while. Middle school showing off on a bike.
I was riding my bike with three friends, and we were in the street with my being on the far side and in the middle of the lane. So as we approached a stop sign across a busy road, I wanted to do a little trick to show off to my friends or anyone that happened to be around.
Yeah, some cute girl looking out the window, no doubt.
Because when you're that age, you're always under the impression that you are the central figure.
Yes.
You know,
everybody's
looking at you, you know? Now, when you're older, you still feel that way, but you think every critic is judging everything you do. Isn't that weird how that works out?
Yep.
But when you're that age, you think everybody's there to see how awesome you are. And so the trick I attempted to do was a stoppie. A stoppie, you hit your front brakes and stop while you're on your front tire. So you dip forward. Obviously, the back tire comes off a little bit. I did a stoppie, but it wasn't like that. I have only ever done that trick successfully once, but this time was not successful. I flew straight over my handlebars with my backpack, helping to make my fall to the ground even harder.
Ooh.
To make things worse, while lying on the ground, my bike got stuck on top of me.
Oh.
Yeah, so it did a whole flip.
It did a 180.
Thankfully, my friends got the bike off of me. I fell in the middle of the road. It was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me.
Yes.
Aren't people supposed to be nice? Well, not in Las Vegas. Not a single person stopped to ask if I was okay.
Oh, man.
I had to limp my way back onto the sidewalk and put my bike down. I fell in front of like 100 people. This was the second time that I broke my arm.
Oh,
this makes it on the show. Finn, Nebraska. P.S. I promise I'm in middle school. However, my English is my favorite class. So I write nice no matter what. Yes, you did a great job.
That actually was, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Finn. Sorry about the broken arm. Dude broke the arm.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do, man. You get that. When you roll over those front handlebars, your hands go out in front of you.
Yeah.
And you skin up those palms.
Oh, that's true.
And you just go down on those arms, and those forearms are not meant to withstand that kind of pressure, especially with a backpack coming over with you.
I don't like that one.
My daughter fell off a skateboard. Her uncle introduced her to longboarding, and so she had to have one.
Totally.
And we were in the park, and she was riding on the sidewalk, and she was going too slow, and she hit a spot where it was just too high, and the board stopped, and she went forward and broke that arm right in half. So she got a cast for it, and months went by, and she had it removed, and her mom's like, yeah, it's time for her to get into softball. It'll be easy on her. And she was there, and she's on her first game, and she hit the ball, and she made it all the way around. She's coming in from third plate, and she decides for some reason to slide in, and that back arm goes and
oh, same one?
Same one in the same spot, but broke the backwards way.
Whiz. She just put a hinge in her arm?
She did, dude.
Is that how they fixed it?
She did. It just wasn't time yet. And snapped that joker right the backwards way. They had to do all this extra setting.
No,
get it to line up. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in her first words. Not what? Again.
Not again.
Yeah.
How old was she?
I don't know. A year older than the last time it happened.
She was in high school then?
No, middle school. This was middle school, middle school, sixth or seventh grade.
All right.
It was so bad. And then I made her wait through a whole season of volleyball after it was over. Cause I was like, no, we're not doing this again.
Let's play another game where a ball flies into your arms and high impact. Yeah,
She did soccer. She did 4 years of soccer.
Wow.
And I was still against it, but her mom's like, no, she won't. But what if she falls down? What if she gets tripped? And every time that girl would fall down, I'd be like, that arm's going to bend right back. Because what happens when you open a can of soda, right? The little handle's fine. But if you work that thing back and forth, eventually that tab pops off the can.
Pops right off. Yep.
So how many times can you break that that arm before it just becomes a new elbow?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's not twice. Because you can survive twice, but I don't know if you could do more than that and it still stick back together.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to get my brain on something else so I don't think about the injury.
You don't like broken bones, do you?
I don't like broken bones. Nope. Nope. Not a big fan.
Yeah, I don't like blood.
Or injuries in general.
Yeah.
So there you go. I got a story, though. You want me to read that?
Well, let me think about it. Sure.
Go ahead. Okay. It's not about broken bones.
Okay, good.
This comes to us from Nathan in Charleston, South Carolina. This is the ice guy flight attendant.
Uh-oh.
So our ice guy is back.
It's stuck.
It did. What's up, James and John? I first want to say how much I love your podcast, and I am so glad that you guys are back.
Thank you.
Now, yes, thank you. We're happy to be back. Now, to give you a little backstory, my family and I just took a 3-week vacation to Spain, France, and Italy.
Dadgum.
Holy cow. I think I need to change the voice for the, hey, James and John.
Yeah.
It's me, Nathan.
just Spain and let's see, am I forgetting anything? France. 3 weeks, and then what was that one little country that's shaped like a book? Oh, Italy. Yeah.
Italy. Yes. I had some great food there. Well, caviar. No doubt about it.
While we were in Italy. France.
Spain.
España.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, Nathan. I'm very happy for you. I wish I could do that, you know, but that's, you know.
It's okay. Nice for you. It's nice. It must be nice.
Yeah. Well, my story takes place on the 11-hour flight back to the States.
You poor thing.
Where I sat in first class. No, I'm just, he didn't say that. Normally, when I fly first class, I'm perfectly fine. He didn't say per first class. That's me. But this time, I was just getting over a cold and the combination of my recent sickness, the disgusting airplane food, and the pressure changes caused me to have really bad sinus congestion.
Well, that hot towel should have fixed it right up. Did it not come out warm enough for you, buddy?
The complimentary towel usually takes care of it. But, James, that's not all. There is sinus congestion and nausea.
Oh, no. I hate feeling nauseous.
I 100%. And I feel so bad for when people do. I really do.
It's
if you want to break my heart, you could be the meanest jerk, but then all of a sudden get like sick to your stomach or something, and I would feel bad for you.
Because isn't that the worst part of throwing up? It's not puking. That's almost a relief.
Yeah,
it's the buildup and the nausea. How many times have you puked and you feel great afterwards? Like, I feel better afterwards, obviously.
Like, wow, that was a relief.
Yeah, I got chicken in my nose, but and got stomach acid up in places it was never meant to go. But I do feel better than I did beforehand. So nausea is the worst.
It is so bad.
Like, when actors fight through nausea in scenes, I'm like, that is the fakest. Like, you can't fight a guy when you're nauseous.
Right.
But they'll overcome it and like fight people. And I'm like, gosh, that is total. It takes me out of the movie. I'm like, there's
only
no
James
way.
Bond can do that.
Yeah.
Only James Bond.
It's not possible. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Nathan says it got so bad that I had to go throw up in the airplane bathroom, but all the bathrooms in my sections, which must have been coach, all the bathrooms in my sections were all being used. So I had to go use the one closer to the front of the plane. Well, after I rid myself of the horrible foulness that had been the airplane food and some M&Ms, I washed and I exited the bathroom. And when I left, the flight attendant said, "Sir, you need to use the bathrooms in the back, okay?
Oh my gosh.
These are for Delta One members only."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Delta One about got a shower.
Yeah.
Did he tell her that?
No, he said, "I didn't even feel like arguing with him. So I went and sat back down and thought, well, at least now I have a story for that story show."
Oh man, dadgum. Yeah, you sure do.
And hey, maybe Ice Guy will become a little inside baseball after all. I hope my story wasn't too long. And I just wanted to say again how much I appreciate all that you guys do. And as always, I hope it makes it on the show.
Yeah, we already
Nathan have from Charleston signing out.
So the question becomes, was that an Ice Guy incident, though?
I'm going to say it's more of a Norwegian lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sir, I have news for you.
It leans toward the LBB side because it's like this person, yeah, didn't know what they were actually saying, but
yeah, they didn't know the whole story.
Yeah, but still being a jerk. Yeah, I don't want to mix up what Ice Guy is. Just for clarity's sake, again, an LBB is someone that's being a butt on purpose, and that flight attendant was being a jerk on purpose, even more of a jerk than they realized. An Ice Guy is oblivious.
Yeah.
So oblivious. So I don't know. You could make an argument, but this person was being a jerk. So.
Well, I bet you that flight attendant has to say a million times, "You can't use this bathroom. You can't use this bathroom."
See, that's bull crap. That's why I don't fly Delta.
I just hang on to the outside of whatever plane's going to where I'm going.
Yeah.
No, that's the way I fly the friendly skies.
I'm a Southwest guy.
Southwest snob.
Is that what it is? Is that a thing?
It alliterated. That's why I thought it would be. I don't think, honestly, I go for whoever's got the cheapest ticket.
I'm a Southwest fan. They let you bring on some stuff and, well, they changed that too, I guess, but you don't have a first class you got to walk through with these LBBs sitting in their little chair, their big chair, actually. I'm not dealing with that. So, Boaz, from St. Louis, I had lunch with him last month. Hey, James and John, happy to see you that the show's back up and running, though I'm disappointed in the lack of jazz appreciation. He's a jazz guy. Happy to provide some recommendations if you're interested. No, thanks. Love you. Hate your music. All right. Just the other day.
I like jazz.
Just the other hands.
Oh
my gosh. Just the other day, I had quite literally my own Ice Guy story. I was flying back into St. Louis after visiting my family for Thanksgiving. The plane had landed, so I got up to get my luggage. Before I left my seat, I grabbed the trash by my seat. It was an empty cup or an empty chip bag and a plastic cup, so I could throw it out when I got off the plane. In the aisle, I reached up to get my bag, and forgetting what was in my hand, I tipped the cup upside down, spilling the leftover melted ice all over the shirt of the guy right next to me.
Oh, no.
Gotta love it. Gotta
literally
love it.
Ice Guy.
So I turned into a bat and flew away. I wish. This guy would have been scary, even if I hadn't done anything to anger him. He was built like a linebacker and wore a full sleeve of tattoos on both arms.
Both arms.
This giant of a man towered over me, his face fuming with resentment. I started apologizing profusely, expressing tremendous regret for my idiotic actions. His response was utter silence. I offered to go to the back and get him napkins. In slow motion, he shook his head no, squinting his eyes as he turned his head, as if to say, "You're not getting out of this that easy."
Oh, crap.
He was not going to allow me to fix my mistake. No, he was going to make sure I had ample time to sit in my guilt. I hate that. I hate that when people won't let you out of things. It's not like he did it on
purpose. I'm going to hold this over your head.
As per usual, the plane waited at the gate doing nothing for a while before they started to let people off. So for what felt like hours, I was pushed up bumper to bumper against this guy, my face red with embarrassment as he dramatically rubbed his hand over his shirt so that all the surrounding people would know of my wrongdoing.
Whoops.
I was filled with relief when the line began to move. I finally got off the plane and headed to the exit of the airport, but he trailed right behind me.
Uh-oh.
I could feel the gaze of his eyes upon the back of my neck. And as I left the airport, I turned back and nodded my head. One final attempt at saying sorry, he let up a subtle smile and his eyes softened, granting me the undeserved privilege of exiting in peace. Unlike LBBs who are forever plagued by their unchanging characterization, this story seeks to prove that ice guys in all their obliviousness and self-centered stupidity can achieve atonement for their sins if that's what they truly desire, Boaz.
Well, nice.
Once again, Boaz, I don't know if we agree on the on what an ice guy is. I think
he's literally an ice guy.
I think you are the ice guy, Boaz. You accidentally or a jerk to someone else, but you didn't mean it. He was the LBB.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying the guy was a nice guy, but
no, he was saying that he was the nice guy.
Okay, great. Boaz, you're writing. I'm not used to good writing, I guess. So
it was quite poetic.
Good deal. It was wasted on me. I'm too dumb. Look at me being dumb on my own podcast. It happens.
What?
It happens. I'm not a smart man.
It's the dog's fault.
The dogs take all my goodness away from me.
Yeah.
It's wasted on them.
It happens.
Yeah. Some people love their dogs so much, they take them to pet stores and walk them around and stuff. My dogs will never know that kind of love.
I think so. I'm just going to be honest. I think some people take it a little too far. But you know what? That's between them.
Like, I saw a video today. Well, I was scrolling through shorts. I don't do shorts very often, but I was scrolling through, and this lady is videotaping her support animal, and she's answering questions about it. And the lady that was off camera is like, "Is that a support animal?" And she's like, "Yes." And she says, "Why is he wearing glasses?"
The dog had glasses on.
Why is he wearing sunglasses? Well, she says, it's just for his eyes. Just helps keep the sun out of him. Duh, you know. And,
okay.
She's like, what's his name? His name is Jack. And he's working. And I was like, thumbs down. I hit the thumbs down button. Because
he's working.
Yeah. Your dog is not working. He is not working. No. I will give you that he may be supporting you emotionally. And I will give you that you have the right to put sunglasses on your dumb dog if you want to.
But I guess
is
so.
He working? No.
I mean, is he getting paid? I don't think so.
No, a dog that is working is chasing sheep around a field. A dog that is working is going through rubble to find people at 9/11. A dog that is working is pulling a sled. Your dog
that is working is finding bombs.
Right. Yes.
With his nose.
With dolphins and stuff. Yeah. But your dog that is leading around a blind person is working. But a dog that's just there for your comfort is legitimate, right? But is he working? No. No, he's not. He's existing for your benefit. And let's not mix the two. It's like the word trauma. People get traumatized these days. You know, they're 17, they're leaving the home, and somebody says something and messes with them, and they're traumatized. Meanwhile, a generation and a half ago, 17-year-olds were on Normandy Beach having their brains shot out. They were traumatized. So trauma to them and trauma to us, it's completely two different things. And so I don't really feel sorry for people that are traumatized.
Get their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Because somebody disagrees with them. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
But it's trauma, James.
I know. I know, baby. I know. Put your head down here. I'll pat your back. Okay. But
I just feel bad.
I know. But it's okay.
Can I have my blanket now?
Just because you feel bad doesn't mean anything bad was done to you, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Because I don't care. All right. This podcast is possible because of our supporting members on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and weekly bonus podcasts. Try it out free for 7 days. Support.thatstoryshow.com. Special thanks to our top donors, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. And thanks to our associate producer, Robert Harrington. Do you have a funny life story you'd like to feature on the show? Submit it today at thatstoryshow.com. Leave an iTunes review. We love them. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
All right. Yeah.
I feel like this song should be heavy metal.
I wish. Yeah, it's angry. It should be anger. James is angry today. Yeah. Okay. You think you've got a problem? You haven't fallen off a bike with a backpack on your head and you didn't drop the mic because you didn't say anything funny. You didn't do anything cool. You just fell over the top of your handlebars and you looked like a fool. Las Vegas isn't known for kindness. It's true. You just fell over and hit the back of your head with your shoes because your feet flipped over and hit you in the back. And you fell over and nobody cuts you any slack because you're 14 and no one cares if you hurt yourself like that. You're good. You didn't break anything except the middle of your back and your arm. It was the second time you broke it and nobody gives a crap. And that's because you're 14 and nobody's got your back. I just rhymed the same thing twice and that's okay. That's the way it goes. And if you don't believe me, that's why you shouldn't be wearing pantyhose. Something string because I kicked myself in the thing. I don't know. couldn't get it in there. Couldn't do it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.